Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. Shohei Ohtani threw a light 10-pitch bullpen session on Monday without a bandage on his blistered finger. The blister scratched Ohtani from his scheduled Sunday start against the Blue Jays. He hasn't been ruled out from starting sometime later this week, and the bullpen session does represent some amount of progress, but he's likely to need a longer session before returning to game action. Diamondbacks pitcher Zach Gallen will be activated from the 10-day injured list to start Tuesday against Oakland. Anthony Rendon was placed on the 10-day injured list Monday. He was initially considered day-to-day, but has since been diagnosed with a strain that's significant enough to cost him at least 10 days. There are 10 MLB games on tonight. The Mariners and Orioles play a doubleheader beginning at 4:05 Eastern. The evening main slate will lock at 7:07 Eastern. There are a remarkable 7 games with a run total between 7.5 and 8, so paying a premium for arms doesn't appear to make sense. One option at a decent salary is Luis Castillo against the Giants. The Giants are striking out at a 27.9% right now, while Castillo has posted a K per 9 north of 10 in each of the last two seasons. One pitcher to fade is Max Fried. He's been incredibly inefficient in two starts thus far, resulting in just 7 innings where he's allowed 17 base runners and 7 runs. He managed only 7 1/3 innings in 2 outings against Miami last season, and the Marlins, who he's facing today, are currently fanning at a mere 21.4% against lefties. One value bat to consider is Austin Meadows. Rangers starter Kyle Gibson is allowing a 531 WOBA, an OPS over 1,000, and just a 12.5% strikeout rate to lefties coming into this game. As such, Meadows is in a great position to do some damage tonight. The NBA Tuesday slate begins with a limited 6 games tonight. Several good defensive teams will be in action as well, making it a bit of a tricky DFS slate. In injury news, Trae Young is questionable for Tuesday's game against the Raptors. Also note that Kawhi Leonard has been ruled out for a second straight game against the Clippers. In Leonard's absence, look to Paul George, who has already scored at least 50 Yahoo points in 3 straight games. LA will also be without Patrick Beverley, who will be sidelined for at least 3 weeks. Jackson has started both of the last 2 games since Beverley went down, scoring 47.3 and 27.5 Yahoo points, respectively. At near the minimum price, he could be well worth the risk in tournament play. At the forward position, consider Jason Tatum. As one of the focal points of the Celtics offense, Tatum carries an extremely high floor. Not only is he averaging over 25 points per game, but he's also averaging a career-high 4.2 assists. That could leave him with a valuable stat line against the Blazers team that has the second worst defensive rating in the league. Finally, at the center spot, Clint Capella is facing the Raptors. This is a great matchup for Capella, who is averaging 14.1 rebounds per game. The Raptors have struggled in that department, allowing the 5th most rebounds per game in the league. The last time these two teams met, Capella scored over 45 Yahoo points on the strength of 19 rebounds. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.